Fine Line Tire Express in Houghton, where we serve you the guest. Tough one here again, Coach, against a very good team. Your thoughts on this loss to Minnesota State here tonight?
Well, the regular season's behind us. They were we were hoping that we could end their unbeaten streak. They I don't know how many teams have gone undefeated. I know it's a shortened season, but they were able to go undefeated in league play overall. So we were trying to end that, but I like the way – I think we learned a lot tonight. I think we learned a lot this weekend. This is probably the best test we could have had getting ready for the playoffs.
I was just saying that.
We would have liked to have a better result. But, you know, we made some alterations tonight, and I think the guys on the bench, like there were even guys on the bench talking about, you know, starting to challenge each other a little bit on the compete side of it, on the ending the, you know, they dominated the first half of the game. We just didn't break the puck out. Mm-hmm. And we had opportunities to break it out, and I thought that we just played, again, like I said last night, on the defensive side. And what we did is we got Dadama more involved, mm-hmm. and we paired Dadama up with Leip, and you see what that did for us. That changed the complexion. And then Carson got a little snarly attitude to him, you know, and then some guys picked up off of that. And then we got a little bit more compete, a little bit more toughness to our lineup, and that's the difference. We're not going to go out here and, you know, we're not going to fancy dance around teams. We're just not going to do it. Now, we play hard and we get around on some teams, but you know, some of the teams that we beat are gone now. They won't be in the league next year. We need to have that edge and that strength, that determination, and that compete level, that grind, that muck it out grind level. Like, Mankato doesn't do anything fancy. They don't dance that puck around and skill it around. They get body position, they shoot it, they retrieve it, they wear you down, they shoot it, they retrieve it. That's hockey. That's a hockey game that I like to play. And we really just, in the third period, tried to ride guys that just seem to have a little bit of, I don't enjoy what's going on here. And I think it changed things a little bit. And that's the type of team I like to coach.
You make a couple of mistakes, a little turnover at center ice, and boom, it's in the back of your net. They just don't miss opportunities to make you pay, do they?
No, they are what they are, but we have to get that too and get that expectation as well. That's what we're playing for. Mm-hmm. You know, they're up front. We have a really good hockey team up front. You put on the back end, you put the bite of Birksie for us, and you put the freaking the edge and playmaking ability of Renke, and you put freaking Ocker, who doesn't back down from anybody. That's the difference, and that's what we keep challenging some of our guys to do. We have a little bit of a void at the center ice position. Everybody knows that. There's a little bit of a softness at that position. We have a couple. Arvid's really getting to be a hard nosed type of player at that position. We missed Justin Misiak this weekend. May have made a difference for us. Crespi may have made a difference for us. Maybe not though. But what we had in the lineup needed to be harder, and I think everybody saw that. Now more bite in the third last night. And more bite in the third tonight, and a lot more snarl tonight in the third period, to the point where they aren't happy. You know, they thought we took liberties, which we didn't. I mean, we're trying to catch up in a hockey game. We're not trying to go sit in the penalty box, mm-hmm. and the refs called it that way. So that's the way you have to play. This is hockey. You know, this is a contact sport. It's, football. It's not we aren't playing badminton. Not anything against badminton. Not anything against ping pong. But this is who wins the battles. And Mankato won more battles than we did. They deserve to win the games. But we're still growing. We're still growing. And I liked some of the adjustments that we made and some of the play. And the regular season's done now. I think we came out of this better. I'm not going to get down. I'm excited about what we have going into the playoffs, because I think some guys said that's the way that we want to play. And I hope that's, you know, because we're certainly going to play the guys that play that way, because it gives you in the long run a better chance to have success. Trying to cute it and complain about not scoring goals, you know, you got to get some grease like we got there at the end, mm-hmm. where, you know, we're just getting it in the crease and racking it and whacking it, whacking, and one went in. I don't even know who got the last one.
Ashbrook
got another one. There's a goal scorer, got another one. He hit a post in the first period. Mm-hmm. So I'm pleased with the way we played. We played a great team. Could be number one in the country. Could be number three. Could be anything. They're certainly right in that. And we stood toe-to-toe with them in their barn when they're trying to get an undefeated season. They didn't shortcut anything tonight. They played their top goaltender. They played everybody. So, we're as ready, I think, as we're going to be for the playoffs. And I would rather go through this and harden us for the playoffs than come out of here with some, if they shortened their bench or whatever, and come out of here with a false sweep that would end our season a little bit earlier. So I think we came out learning something.
Very good. Well said, Coach. We appreciate it. Safe travels home, and we'll talk to you on Monday for your show, okay?
Great.